Welcome back to the Thick and Tired podcast with Corinne and Cass.
Welcome back, everyone.
We're just going to jump into it because our banter is pretty spot on. I'm in a mood where I think everyone's mad at me today.
I'm not mad at anyone because I'm drinking pineapple mimosas.
Oh. Which I have to say, this is the most delicious thing I've ever tasted in my life.
Cheers, my friend.
And I've tasted quite a few alcoholic drinks in my life. What is it?
It's pineapple Soleil mimosa. It's pineapple.
Who made it?
I think it's Soleil.
Never heard of
the
her.
Name of it. Crafted with fine wine and real juice. Oh, shit. It's goes my notes.
It tastes like...
Yeah, it says Soleil.
You like pineapple. You like pineapple wine, too.
I love pineapple. It's probably my favorite fruit. Yesterday morning, because this was, like, my cheat couple days, I had two little... You know the little mini cans? I had two little mini cans of pineapple juice in the morning.
Straight up?
Straight up.
Aren't those used as mixers?
Yeah, but who cares? And pineapple juice is
delish. Isn't that like tart? My teeth hurt thinking about that.
It's not grapefruit juice.
You know
what
I mean?
Pineapple, so it tastes like a pineapple.
No, I know, but you know what I'm trying to say? When you drink, like, pineapple kind of is very, like, you know? Mm-mm.
It was delicious. I actually, whenever we have the parties, because we had Sid's graduation party on Saturday. Thank you. So whenever we have the parties, I try to get, like, cranberry juice, orange juice, pineapple juice.
Yeah.
And it's easier to get the little bottles because then we can store them. And then when you want to, like, if we have another party down the line.
Right.
You know, I don't want to get the big cans and stuff. So.
You need, like, a little nip.
Yeah, you need mixers for things. And we
Did you get Diet Coke?
No.
Oh. What a bitch.
How funny is that?
You weren't attending. We didn't
We didn't need it.
I wasn't attending because I never attend the milestones for the girls because I'm always working. Speaking of work, Hurrah, our bride left me the most beautiful Google review I've ever read in my life. When I tell you that I got a notification and I looked at it quickly at a red light and then I saw how long it was, I pulled over and read it and I was like crying reading it.
Aww.
She left you guys one?
Yeah, she left us an amazing review for the store and for Sam. And she mentioned like how I went to the wedding and it was just really nice.
We have to, I have to say Google reviews as a small business, like I'd rather a Google review or a review than an envelope.
I mean, Google reviews are huge for businesses. And honestly, like, silly Google reviews, like, complaining about silly things that could be resolved will kill a business.
Because I feel like more people are inclined to write something that's wrong, like, something bad that happened.
Oh, my God. I don't want to cut you off, but this kind of has something to do with that.
No,
I don't. I don't, actually, because I'm going to forget if we don't talk about it. So, Gianna sent the other day in the Instagram group, there was a bridal shop somewhere. Oh, here he comes for his third cameo.
Oh.
Thrice he is.
Are you going to go throw garbage on the porch?
And he left.
Are you a drinker?
What was that?
Why did your husband just hand your daughter a six pack of Mike's Hard Lemonade?
Wow.
I don't know.
Do you drink?
Not really. Not like that. Like, if we have a party, she'll have, like, a mimosa or something. She's having a hard day today.
I was about to say, you're going to light up a cigarette next? She whips a pack of Marlboro Reds out of her tits. I remember those days. I remember the day of a boob cigarette.
A good cigarette, yeah.
A boob pack.
My friend was at the party the other night, and she smokes, and she had cigarettes, and she's like, and I was like, I don't want that. Like, I don't, ew. Like, I had no desire to have the cigarette, but Paul smoked one.
Oh, he did?
And I was like, you're an idiot. You stink. Get out of my bedroom. You disgusting, gross slob.
Let's go back to that, but tell me what you were going to, you fucking forgot about it already.
No, I didn't. Okay, so Gianna sends a thing in the group text on Instagram. It's like a little, just me, Gia, and like, I think Missy. It's just like a thing for like content creation and stuff. And she sends this reel and it's a bridal shop talking about, oh, I have it and I can show you. It's very short too. Hold on. Okay. So basically it says that the bride isn't engaged and just wants the shop around.
Yeah, no.
That's the point of view. Okay. They are wrecking this store in the comments because people are like, I won't shop at your store now because you posted that. And I'm just like,
but why? It's not.
Yeah. They're just saying that that's not right.
I'm sorry,
and as a shopper, they're upset. And And you know what? It's such, no. It's so funny because, like, if you watch, like, TikTok and Instagram and all the different reels and stuff, hairdressers talk about their clients all the time. Makeup artists talk about their clients all the time. But as a bridal shop, they can't do a point of view. It's kind of crazy because, like, I just feel like they're not doing it in, like, a mean-spirited way. It was so lighthearted and cute. And their store is beautiful, by the way. Like, but, absolutely gorgeous. I love the steps. Like, so cute.
But are they wrong? No.
Well, not really.
This is not fucking TJ Maxx. I know. You can't just walk in and go through the racks because you're, like, bored and you just went to Starbucks.
Yeah. No, and you're like, hey, let's go shopping for wedding dresses. Yeah. It's basically for people that, like, aren't engaged and, like, don't have, like, wedding dates.
It's a waste of fucking time.
Yeah. If you're not going to buy and you have no intention of buying, but, like, the girls in the comments obviously are not saying that they have no intention. They're just kind of, like, going off the rails a little bit.
I read this whole big thing that there's this new wave of, like, brides on TikTok or social media that just like to drag wedding vendors.
That's terrible.
Out of, like, a bait. Like, rage bait. What's it called? Bait click or whatever? Fucking rage bait rage click bait. Fuck whatever. But also, like, there's, like, this new, and all the vendors are talking about this, there's this new wave of entitlement, you know what I mean?
But, like, why? Like, are you that bored?
I mean, I just think that they want the views, but they're not wrong. The bridal shop's not wrong.
No, they're not wrong.
You're not going shopping for watermelon.
Because the thing is, it's not like walking into a regular store. Like, you're literally taking time out of, like, the stylist day, and it's not like for, you're not in there for 5-10 minutes, because if it was just like a browse, like poor Jeff, yeah, come and browse,
right?
But like, it's not in bridal shops, it's not like that. Like, you're not just browsing.
We
like you're literally
down,
yeah,
an hour and a half,
yeah,
we
like
give
we're closed
you refreshments
out. So if someone calls in that moment and was like, listen, can I come down now, they can't. Some bridal stores, because most bridal stores can only take one or two people at a time, especially the smaller shops, so right. It's really crazy, but yeah, just, they're dragging them, and I feel bad.
You're paying for an experience. They're giving you an experience.
Yeah.
Because watch, they go in there and they don't get the experience, and they're going to drag you either way, so it's like a lose-lose
situation.
That's
the thing, like, if you don't, and if the stylist is obviously going to push the sale, because that's their job, so they're going to want you to sell, and then you're going to go online and say, well, the stylist was pushy, blah, right. blah, but their job is to sell gowns. Like, that. Literally, that's our only job. Just sell the dresses.
You know what? I always think to myself, I wonder how it would be if I started my business back in the day when there was no such thing as social media or internet or anything. Like, would we have more of a backbone? Would we, like, put our foot down more? You know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe. Because, I mean, there wasn't, think about it, at a time, there wasn't even any such thing as reviews.
That's the thing.
Yeah, like, there was no internet. It was right. all word of mouth.
It's
so,
just such a scary thing. Like, it's your livelihood, and it could be tarnished in a snap of a finger.
In a minute. We've gone through it. Like, I know it. We had to get, like, a cease and desist. Like, I get it.
Yeah. Yeah,
that was the scariest. I was like, we're barely open, and now we're going to have to close. So they're going to take us down. All because she canceled her wedding.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, they were mad. Whatever, man.
Yeah. You signed a fucking contract for a reason.
Literally. Literally.
You're like, read the contract.
Read the contract. Well, they did, and I offered more, but they wanted sometimes people, you give them an inch and they take a mile.
Exactly.
So, you know, whatever.
So how was the graduation party?
It was really good. It was a decent day. It wasn't like super hot. Was it super hot?
No, Saturday was perfect.
Yeah, it wasn't like, it was warm.
It
was very
overcast.
Warm. It was overcast, so the sun wasn't beating down. Yeah, by like it started at 4:30. Most of the people came between like 4:30 and 5:30.
How many people did you have?
The waitresses were phenomenal.
Shout out to a hostess for hire, Angelina, and her team.
Oh my God.
Were they like fun and amazing too as
well? They were so sweet. And I have to tell you, I have cleaning people that come to the house. We know, because you make fun of me about it all the time. Come to the house once a week. These girls cleaned my kitchen better than my cleaning people.
Joe.
I feel like I didn't even know they were there.
They were so like... They were so on top of every guest, and there was two of them, and it was perfect. We probably had between 50 and 60 people tops, and there were two of them, and I made sure that I was like, I don't want to have to cook anything in the oven. So
yeah,
I gave them like two shelves in the refrigerator or like charcuterie, like vegetables,
yep.
salsa, guac, like all sorts of dips and everything. And I gave them like 15 trays.
Wow.
And I said, all you need to do, I went to Hobby Lobby. If nobody has done this for a party, like, honestly, go do it. I went to Hobby Lobby and I bought all these wooden like maybe like 10-inch trays max. And then I bought like round, like galvanized trays, like cute stuff. And she made all the charcuteries.
She made it?
Yeah, I gave them all the stuff. And I said, just do, I grapes, fruit, everything. And they were like, okay, great. And they just made all the, because they were going to prep food anyway.
It. They were just.
No, I had everything in bags. And I was like, all you have to do is put this stuff on. Because how was I going to, I couldn't do that. You can't pre-make.
No, I know.
Stuff like that because it gets, it's fuzzy. Yeah, it gets like, they get like, the cheese will get like slimy. So I couldn't. So I separated everything in the fridge. I said, here's the olives. Here's the dips. Here's this. I put all the chips on the counter. I said, all you have to do is basically take cheese out of the, like everything was sliced.
Wow.
Everything was ready to go.
Oh, that was a great recommendation. You're welcome.
It was amazing, honestly. And if it wasn't for you, yeah, we wouldn't have had, right? And I told them, I was telling them the story. And then you
would have been slaving away.
There's no way that I would have been able to do that. They were so fantastic.
The trays, they made them cute, too. It's not like they...
Oh, my God. They were so cute. And then the fruit...
You have to save their information because you're going to, like, you have parties all the time. I'm 100%
getting them. What was their names?
That I can't go to.
What were their names?
A hostess for hire.
No, the girls' names. Hold on.
Oh, I don't know. I texted it to you.
Hold on. She said... Caitlin and Jeanette. Unbelievable.
Did like, you save honestly, their information?
Yes,
save
it. I have all. She texted me. I have to text her back because she texted me earlier, but I was running around.
Yeah.
Absolutely amazing. Cool. I would 100%. I would hire them 30 times over.
Fantastic.
Good girls. Good girls. I'm going to go write them a review. I'll do it later.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Write that fucking Google review, okay?
Thank you for being fabulous.
I have two Thursday weddings back to back in a row.
That's so bizarre.
No, I have a wedding this Thursday and then Saturday. I have a wedding next Thursday, then Sunday.
So do you love a Thursday wedding?
I like a Thursday wedding.
But is it like hard to get like, were you like, oh, this is different? Is it different?
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. When I book it, I really don't notice. And then I look at my calendar, I'm like, oh, that's a Thursday. What do you mean? Different as in the vibes?
Yeah.
No, the vibes are still there because everyone is basically... Yeah, they're still the same. I mean, there's a lot logistically that changes. It's a weeknight, a weekday.
Do you notice that the weddings on Thursdays are smaller than a wedding like on a Saturday night?
No.
Same size, really?
Same size.
So guests don't care?
Guests don't care. No. I mean,
I'd go to a Thursday wedding. Why the hell not?
It's becoming... I probably have like about 10 Thursday weddings this
year. I would probably be able to go to a Thursday wedding before I go to a Saturday, Sunday wedding because of my job.
Yes, literally.
Yeah.
But I don't mind easier. It. My next week, so this Thursday wedding's at the Vineyards at Aquabog. It's going to be great. My next Thursday wedding is at Giorgio's. Oh. She's got 18 vendors. We have, okay, I'll tell you what she has. And she's hilarious.
Okay.
She's like, I know, I went a little overboard. I'm like, bitch, yes, you did. She has, a mirror. She has a photo booth, a regular photo booth, and she has a 360 photo booth.
Oh, okay.
She has a phone booth.
Oh.
Like from Superman, when Superman goes in and changes.
I actually want one of those for the store. North Fork has one, so I can't copy them. But they're so cute.
North Fork is really pretty. But yeah, you'd be a big copycat if you did that.
Seriously. Mm. So I'm not going to do that.
We should do something, though.
Yeah, we could do something. I just don't
know. Let me think about that. Okay. Phone booth. She has a live engraver, a live illustrator, a live painter.
Wow.
She has marquee letters, I want to say. A cocktail hour singer. She has an after party until 1:30. There's more. She has a candle rentals.
So wait, are you there until the after party?
No, fuck no. I leave.
What time do you
leave? My contract technically says I stay until the end of formalities, which is like, you know, like cake cutting. You know what I mean? But like and everyone knows this about me. I tend to stay a little bit later because like, what the fuck am I doing anyway? I enjoy once the reception kicks off, it's cruise control. That's what I call it. Like, I'm there to make sure we hit all formalities if anyone needs anything, but I genuinely like to watch the party. Okay. And at that point, like, I loosen up a little bit because I'm like a little, I'm sassy Cassie all day long. Like, you saw it. But that was nothing because that was like a very small group. But like, I'm barking at people left and right.
She's like, woof, woof.
And when the party dies down, when the party starts, I can like take a step back.
I imagine that's how you would bark, by the way.
100%. Woof, woof, bitches. Woof. No. But then, like, I take a step back and I kind of, like, I enjoy watching. I enjoy seeing everyone, like, drink a little bit, have a good time. They usually come up to me, like, on my podcast. Yeah, you want to
watch the party. I get it. It's your hard work, too, so.
You know, so, I mean, I don't mind. But technically, I could be out of there after formality. So, you know.
Wow.
Right. Some people have to do their formalities all in the beginning, and I can easily say peace. That's what your contract says. But I'm not a dick, so.
Well, it's good that you're not a dick.
It's a lot of logistics. She has something. Oh, she has a gelato cart that she wants to come in the beginning of the wedding, which never really happens, and she wants it in the front of the building, but like I'm very transparent with her. I was like, listen, I'm like, that's going to cause traffic. That might cause a scene with valet. You know what I mean? But like, she's like, no, I really want it. And my big thing, I always tell my couples, I'm like, listen, I'm like, I'm going to support whatever you want at the end of the day. Yeah. But as your wedding coordinator, I have to be very transparent and honest with you and give you my professional advice. And if they go ahead and do whatever I say that they, like, I don't think they should do, I'm like, I will do the best to get it done. Okay. And that's it. So, but I love a Thursday wedding.
I mean, yeah.
I think never used to, but now I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think I would like it. Like I said, I think it would be easier for me to attend a Thursday wedding than it would be for me to attend. Oh, she's out. She needs a refill.
Yep.
Can you some give her?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's so so twatty.
That really
so
is.
So cunty.
It's so cunty of you. I hate that
word. I saw this meat. I love that word.
But I feel like the English use it so, the British, it's they European. Use it so freely.
Every time people are like, oh, I'm like, it's European. I'm being worldly.
So we're sassy. I had to use the cup when you get to sassy a because you can't.
Cunty yeah. is means sassy these days.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, yeah. I don't know, man.
Tell everyone about our podcast this week. Last week, this past week.
Oh, okay. So I actually put a little thing up on Instagram. So if nobody saw it.
Thank you so much. This is it. Cut me
so
off.
So the audio, I got a kid in the everything pool. Recorded, the audio and the video. But apparently the audio got like cuts in it. And I can't still for the life of me figure out why that happened. I've looked
so
into it.
So someone out there knows how to do this. How well, to fix it. Let us know.
I think it was just glitched. Like, I mean, it can happen. I would assume glitches happen. You know, I'm not perfect.
That's for sure.
Jesus Christ.
Kryn.
What?
Tell everyone you're going away.
Oh, I'm going to Ocean City.
Are you excited? Are you excited, Sam?
Like, I'm like, okay. In a month.
Oh, wait, what day?
Hopefully the 17th to the 23rd, and she is going to watch my dogs.
So wait, so are you going to stay here and sleep here? We should all sleep
yeah,
here.
Yeah, she can.
Scarlett should sleep here, too.
What?
Wait, so you're not gonna, are we not doing it? We have to do two?
Yeah, we'll do two, because it's, I'll miss a Tuesday, so one of those days we'll just do two really quick. And then,
do you see a boat flopping around in that water? Yeah, there it is.
I love it.
Scarlett's in the pool.
Well, we're excited. We haven't been on vacation in like 3 years. I took the kids to Greenport last year after Sid's Sam's suite. But we only went for a couple days. And I mean, it was fine. Like, you know, like whatever. Like we walked around Greenport. We did a lot of shopping. But, you know, Ocean City is like Ocean City, Maryland. It's just so cool. And there's so much stuff for the kids to do, and I'm hoping that my mom and Anthony come, and we're hoping that my sister's gonna come.
Cute.
Trying to get Joe to come, but you know, it's a little pricey, so we'll see.
Dad, Grandpa Joe?
Yeah.
Grandpa
but
Joe?
He might not be able to because of his dogs. So we'll see.
The one that is housed here?
Yeah, but he would have to fly to Ocean City, so I don't know how that works. He would have to go to Maryland.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. But I'm excited to get away. I'm turning off my phone so Gia can just be like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
You're not going to text me?
No, not like that, but work related because every time I leave, something happens. Every single time.
Do you want me to go in a day
there,
and take
and Sam's going to be there.
Do you want me to go in one day?
They're fine. I mean, if you want to go and hang out with Gia.
And like clear the inbox out and handle shit.
Capacity if something goes wrong.
No, really. Call me if something goes wrong. I used to manage the place.
I know.
Would you trust her calling me if something goes wrong?
Yeah, why not?
Because I would know how Corinne would probably handle it, and I would, and if not, I know how to like bullshit people to be like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right.
Say that on the podcast.
No, well, it's true. Come on, Corinne.
Those people aren't listening anyway. It's fine. Hopefully nothing goes wrong and everything will go smoothly. But yeah, like we're super excited. We need a break. Sid is leaving for school on the 28th. That's her move-in day. And it's sad. And we need to do something as a family before. And I need to be with my family.
Yeah, you do, bitch.
With like, just, that's it. Like just us and not, I just need a break.
Yes, you do.
I'm burning the fuck out.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah. I can see it.
I'm worried about you.
Don't worry about me.
Maybe
fine.
You should start smoking cigarettes.
No, I'll get wrinkles.
We're going to the Hamptons, me and my friends. I'm going for one night.
Yeah, what are you going for, like 16 hours
well,
or something?
Well, last year we literally went for 13 hours, but now I can finagle Thursday to Friday because I have a wedding on Saturday and the rehearsal on Friday.
Okay.
And my friend Lisa and I'm like, Lisa's like, you bringing the smokes? I'm like, I sure am bringing those
Wait,
smokes.
You're bringing cigarettes?
Yeah, bring Parliament Lights.
Oh my God.
At Rob's 40th birthday party, I was drinking, and my friend Lisa, who I think I I blame myself for one starting getting her smoke. In high school, you smoke cigarettes all the time.
Yeah.
But at my friend's, Rob, my husband, at his 40th, she goes, Cassidy. And I turn around and she takes two cigarettes out of her thing. And I'm like, let's go. And my sisters took a video of me outside smoking and showed Rob. And Rob thinks it's like disgusting.
Yeah.
But Rob smokes pot.
Wait a minute. Rob smokes pot?
Yes. Rob smokes pot, takes edibles. He went to Colorado.
My flabbers are gassed.
He went to Denver for his bachelor party. Rob smokes weed. Him and his best friend Pat, who's like his brother.
Wait, I'm not even kidding you. I'm floored. I did not strike me at all as that.
Him and his best friend were apparently
doesn't
giant
he play rugby
ass
too?
Potheads. No.
We go through this all the time.
Rugby, bitch.
I don't know why I always thought that.
No,
he
likes
rugby.
European soccer, football.
Yeah, I understand what it's called.
Same fucking shit. It all looks the same. First of all, let's talk about that. This is actually a great topic. Let me tell you something out there, girls. Okay? There is nothing hotter than soccer players. Prove me fucking wrong. There is nothing fucking hotter than soccer players. Google Premier League soccer players. All these men. Beautiful
is
haircuts.
Is soccer considered blue collar?
What the fuck does that mean?
I don't know. Would that be considered? What does that mean? Just be sporty?
What does that mean? Oh, here she.
Blue collar is like a working guy. Yeah. Like a working guy.
No,
white collar is like businessmen. What are soccer players? Okay, are they considered sportsmen?
Do you agree? Do you agree?
I think soccer players are so hot.
So hot.
They are good looking.
Pretty petite in the hips.
I mean.
Okay, okay.
They're usually very thin, and I'm not into super thin guys. But, like, David Beckham is hot.
No, listen, okay, you know what? Actually, great point, girls. I get that. I understand that. But I am willing to see past it. And I'm usually not, like, because I like big boys. No, they're not.
Do you have, okay, hold on. So, since we're going in that direction, do you have, what is it called? A hall pass?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I do.
Does Rob know?
I don't know.
Oh, and doesn't matter. So continue. Who's your hall pass?
It's the Italian actor. I don't know. Mikel Maroney. Michelle Maroney. Give me a fucking phone.
Wait,
my phone's charging.
Is that the guy from Gilmore Girls?
No. What the fuck are you talking about?
Do you know?
Do I look like a woman who thinks anyone from Gilmore Girls is hot?
I don't know.
Google Michele Maroney. Hottest.
Wait,
Michele Maroney.
My glasses. Oh,
he
is. I know who he is.
Shut the fuck up, Corinne.
That's your. I mean, he's okay.
Oh
yeah,
my god. Okay, go to hell.
He's good looking.
Corinne, are you? Corinne's like no. Wait, Corinne goes like this. Corinne's like, I've never seen that movie.
No, he's good looking. He's a good looking guy.
Corinne's like, okay.
Yeah, he's good looking.
Are you kidding me?
Do you know the movie he's in?
No. I don't.
He's in
actually.
Like that sex fueled movie on Netflix, but that's not why I
Wait
like
a minute.
Him.
That's the movie with like the 50 Shades, but like way over.
Look
worse.
At
I do
him.
Know who that is. Yeah, he is hot.
Who's your hall pass, Corinne?
I don't really. I probably it's, have many.
It's one person.
One person.
So it's being so good. I have to give her money today.
One person.
One.
This is so hard. I can't pick just one.
I think
fine.
I know it.
What's his name? Krasinski. He's so cute.
Oh, yes.
I literally love him.
That's a good one.
I love a wholesome
He
boy.
Looks like
Sorry.
The kind of guy that would bring, like, an Entenmann's pie to your parents' house the first night he meets them.
Oh, my
them.
God. And he would make jokes and make me 100%. Laugh, and I would just swoon all over
he
the
would
place.
Bring that marshmallow chocolate cake pie to your parents' house.
Marshmallow? What the fuck is that?
And
Entenmann's. Oh, the Entenmann's marshmallow. Yes. Yeah, with the chocolate things on top.
And, like, flowers from CVS. And be
he's
like,
just
here you go.
So cute. Everything he's in, I'm
and
like, oh, my
funny.
God. I wish I could watch him in, what's the one? The Quiet Place, but I won't watch movies like that.
That
so.
Is, I have to say, I don't usually watch movies like that too, but that's good. You also,
I'm very
you want to know
today.
Who
Maybe
else
he would
is
like
my
that.
Hall pass? Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, he is good looking.
Jesus Christ.
He is a good looking man. Gia, do you not agree?
Mother of God.
Wait, who's the other guy too?
Mother of God.
There's another guy.
I don't
he's
know, but
tall.
I just started sweating.
Wait, no, hold on. I will find him because I know what movies he's in. I just can't think of his name. I remember the first time.
Corinne's like John Travolta.
No, he's ugly.
No, John Travolta in Grease.
Well, in Grease, but like, as he got older, I don't want to say he's ugly, but like, I was never like, oh my God, John Travolta's so hot. If he wears his hairpiece,
10 out of 10.
Stop it. I don't even care. His daughter looks exactly like him, by the way.
Hairpiece, 10 out of 10.
Morris Chestnut. Look him up immediately.
Morris Chestnut?
Look him up immediately.
That sounds like a Bath and Body Works seasonal scent. Okay, well,
when you look him up, you're going to be like, oh my God.
Let me see him.
Oh, yeah. Wait, I also love this man.
Stop.
Michael B. Jordan is 10 times hotter.
Are you kidding me? He's so good looking, this guy. This is a terrible picture.
I mean, yeah, listen, if he hit on me at a bar, I wouldn't be like, sorry, sir. But I'm not like, okay, he's hot.
So one time this guy walked into when I had the photography studio. I guess he was like, I don't know, selling, I don't know, whatever. And he walks in with his business partner and he literally is a dead ringer for this guy, for this actor.
Did you throw your bra at him?
I was literally like this.
Yeah.
What do you want to sell me? I will buy it. I was like, what is going on?
Meth? He sure, was I'll so take 5 pounds good
looking.
Of it.
He looked just like him. And that's all I could think about was that he looked like that guy. Anyway, that took like a half hour for me to figure that out.
I am Morris Chestnut. What an unfortunate name, though. If you're an actor, aren't you going to change your name? What would you change your name to if you were an actress? Because you know how like some people change their name? I would have one name. I wouldn't have a last
like
name.
Like Cher? Madonna?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what it would
what
be.
What would though. Your name be?
I don't know. I have to think about it. It wouldn't just be Cassidy, though, because like.
Cassie?
Cass. No, there is a Cassie.
Do you like your name?
I love my name.
Really?
I love my name.
I hated my name growing up.
I love your name.
Well, thank you, but I did not.
I feel like no one has my name. I feel like growing up, no one had my name. It was always, everyone was either Danielle or Stephanie or Nicole or Lisa or Jessica.
So I didn't know anyone that had my name except for the like three other people that I graduated with. How bizarre is that? And they were all spelled differently.
What would your celebrity name be? Corinne Palizzi, not Infantilino. It would just be Corinne Palizzi. I feel like that's...
I don't feel
Corinne
like that...
Palizzi.
That doesn't sound like a famous name.
I think it does.
I don't know.
But
maybe
more,
like Cora. That's terrible.
Sounds like a stripper. Do you work at... Where do you work?
VIPs.
The VIP lounge?
I work for Howard. Howard Stern. At VIPs.
I feel like...
That's my claim to fame.
No, I feel like... I don't know. I would have.
There's
one name.
Nothing wrong with being a stripper, by the
what's
way.
What's that guy's name? Morris Chestnut.
Morris Chestnut.
Terrible.
I don't care. He's hot.
It sounds like it should be a candle, a 3-wick candle on sale for $19.99 during Christmas season. Oh, I love Morris Chestnut. I have a pimple right here. You know when you get
I
one
can't
right
breathe.
And you just have to like deal with it. You know when you get a really awful pimple. Are you know when you get a whitehead right in between your nose and when you, like, get at it and you start crying? Do you get that?
Yeah. No, yes, because
oh,
it
I'm
makes
sorry,
your
Gianna,
eyes tear.
You don't get fucking pimples?
No, I do. I
she gets pimples.
I guess it's hormonal.
Like, on, like, this
right
little,
here,
like,
Gianna.
Right here. Like, on this little, like,
no, I don't think
on
okay.
the little ridge.
Oh, I'm so
I don't
sorry.
Know. I don't get pimples.
So sorry. Tell me your secret.
Did it get, like, really dark in here all of a sudden? The sun went down. Just in the porch.
Gianna, what would your celebrity name be?
Gigi.
Would you have one name?
Gigi.
Gigi Infantilino.
I tried to make it stick when she was a baby, but...
Gigi Palizzi.
It didn't. It was going to be Gia or Gigi. I wanted everyone to call her Gigi.
I like Gigi. My friend's daughter is Giovanna, and I call her Gigi. Is Gia's name Gia, or is it short for something?
No, it's Gia.
Gia.
So my friend's daughter's name is Giovanna, and they call her Gia.
Gia. I call Scar... No. You know where I got Scarlet from? Did I tell it? Did we talk about this?
I don't know. I don't remember.
All right, never mind. What would you like to talk about next?
No, what did you get? You asked me a question. I answered you.
You seemed really uninterested.
No, I'm not. I'm saying, no, you didn't talk about it. Tell me where you got it
from. Okay, thank you. I used to work at a daycare when I was younger. There's a little girl named Scarlet, and she had curly, curly hair, and she was kind of a handful.
Yeah.
And all the teachers were like, oh, God. And I'm like, I fucking love her. And I want to name my daughter that when I get older. And here we are. Little Scarlet, and she is nothing but a Scarlet.
Yeah, she's a little firecracker. That
Scarlet thing. Wilkinson is a good stage name.
Yeah. I feel like they could call her Scarlet Wilkes, though. Oh, you're not... She's not a fan of that, apparently.
Scarlet Wilkes? No, that's stupid. Wilkinson.
I mean, Wilkes. Yeah. Wilkes? No?
It sounds like a kid game.
They'd be calling her Scar Wilkes.
Scar... No. No. Will.
Gianna doesn't need a stage name. She's got a good name.
Yeah, Gianna has a good name.
Gianna's name. Okay, so the way I found Gianna's name was my grandmother's name was Giovannina, and then my dad's name was John. And I was trying to look for names, and I stumbled upon Gianna, because it was kind of like a mix. Because Gianna is a duration of John in Italian, and Giovannina is another.
I didn't know grandma's name was Giovannina.
Yeah, but she changed it legally because she hated it, and everyone called her Jenny. And then she legally changed her name to Jean, which I was like, shocking, because that's not really.
You know
that
what?
Much
it's so wild to me that back in the day, everyone had these fucking cool names, and like, oh, we changed it.
Yeah, and to Jean though, like I was like, why didn't you leave
but
it?
But they
a
call
Jenny?
Her Jenny.
Her name was, yeah, so Paul's dad's name is Sarafino, but he legally changed it to Joseph. To Joe. But his family calls him Butch, so I don't know.
Okay, that makes so much sense. Don't you love that shit?
Yeah.
His real name's Sarafino, but he changed his name to Joseph, but we just call him Butch. What the fuck is that? How did he get that?
I don't know. That's what they called him. Like, when his sisters come over and stuff, they call him Butchie or Butch. Everybody calls him that, Uncle Butch. Interesting, right? And then Paul, well, the kids just call him Uncle Paulie.
Paulie Walnuts.
Paulie Walnuts. But yeah, so so
Uncle Paulie had a fake name, a real name that he's legally changed.
Maybe he does. I wouldn't put it past that guy. He's shady as shit, that guy.
He is shady as fucking shit. Coming Paul? Out here pouring garbage all over the... Remember that last week? Oh, it's not on the... you won't see it.
Sorry, I didn't mean to
this
cough.
This motherfucker comes outside, and I'm like, what is he doing? Making so much noise. I look over, he literally dumped the entire garbage on the fucking porch. And I'm like, what's going on? Are we okay? Okay, well...
Yeah, whatever. No, he was putting the trash out, and all the trash fell out of the bin. And then it was all over the floor. So he decided that would be a great time to shovel it up. You know, men, but... That's what they do. Yeah, exactly.
And then
he mowed the week before, and we were like, babe. And this is his thrice appearance on the show.
Thrice. Rob has yet to be here.
Yet to be here.
Did you see Scarlett was sitting right here when we were about to start? She just knew. She came right
to
the microphone.
She was like, we're good.
The bitch knows.
We're doing this.
She knows.
She's a good bitch, that girl.
She is a good girl.
Yeah, she's a good girl.
I can't wait to jump in that salt water pool. Just to let you all know that.
I know, it looks good to
them. Anyway, is everyone mad at me?
For what, you weirdo?
I just feel like everyone's mad at me.
I think you're crazy, and I think you're going into perimenopause.
No, don't say that, because I need another kid.
You can have a kid until you don't get your period anymore, but that doesn't mean you're not going to get
symptoms. I just feel like everyone hates me. I feel like when I was driving here, I was like, hey, I'll be here at 12:35, and you were just like, ugh.
I literally said, okay.
I know, but I feel like that means
What was I supposed to say? Oh, my God, I can't wait to see you. Hurry here soon.
I don't know. You ever get in a mood where you just think everyone hates you? Like, why are you mad at me? Why are you mad at me, Gianna?
Can I be honest?
What?
No.
Did you see my face?
Because I don't give a flying rat's butt. Do you hate me?
I love you.
I don't care. Doesn't matter. If somebody hates me, man, that seems like a you problem. Nobody here hates you. I don't think. I mean, I can't speak for everyone. I can't speak for everyone, but as far as I'm aware of, no one has talked shit about you. So we're good. What do you got in that
water? Water. Just water.
Just water.
H2O.
Let's talk about that stupid fucking ugly ass Labubu dolls.
No, let's not.
No, because they're dumb.
Because every day that I wake up.
We tried to talk about this last week on the podcast and it got deleted. But I want to talk about it again. Because they are the creepiest.
You see my face?
They are legitimately the creepiest doll I've ever seen in my life. I don't know why people are getting an uproar. And the fact is, it's more adult women who are buying them than children.
Horrifying.
Okay. Do you know the whole thing with the Labubus? It's
no.
A surprise. Okay. So
what do you mean?
Go and you purchase a Labubu box. The box comes to you, gets shipped. The box has no indication as to what Labubu is in the box. You blindly open the box and then you open it and then it pops out one of these gremlins.
How many Labubus?
Which, by the way, a gremlin's probably cuter than this.
No, it looks like it's a day away from turning into a fucking gremlin. Let me tell you something.
If the kids bring one of these home, I'm having a witch trial in the backyard. And I'm burning them at the stake.
I said it before. They look like Furbies that survived the apocalypse.
Oh, yeah, they do.
They look like they would... They look like they know your social security number and would, like, cut your liver out when you're sleeping at night.
It's just a new version.
I don't get
it. It screams Beanie Baby. It screams desperate. I need.
And the guy is a motherfucking billionaire. And
there's a thousand things that we could. We can, like, if we never learn our lesson. We had Furbies. Everyone went crazy for Furbies. Everyone went crazy for what? Beanie Babies. Everyone went crazy for Pogs. By the way, these things are not worth anything.
I saw.
They're not going to be worth anything.
On Instagram, a bitch had a Birkin with a motherfucking
Yeah, they're taking them and putting them like on their Hermes bags, on their Birkins. Grown ass women. These are not children. They're grown ass women. If your kid wants one, okay, fine. I'll give you the kid. But a grown ass adult, why do you have that on your friggin' $15,000 bag?
Someone Google it.
Google what? The picture
why?
Of a Furby?
No,
of a,
why?
Of a Furby.
Look just why do the woman...
I'm done.
And that shit's expensive. I think it's
low-key they're like 40 or 60. What are they?
Oh,
I think they're like $40 to $60 or something.
I saw one motherfucker on eBay for $600.
And also, too, wait, fun fact. You have to make sure that you get them from an authorized retailer because otherwise you could get a LeFoufou.
A LeFoufou sounds like a personal problem.
Instead of a LeBoubou.
Speaking of.
Call me stupid, but.
I have to tell you, my health ailment from last week is 100% better.
Wait, what?
My health ailment from last week is 100% better.
Oh.
Since no one fucking asked.
I forgot about it, to be honest.
Thank you so much.
Wait.
Thank you so much for being so concerned.
Excuse me. You gave us an update and told us it wasn't that. And we could carry on with our lives. So we all carried on with our lives.
I'm sure you were waiting at the edge of your seat.
I
sure wasn't because that shit hurt. So I wasn't.
When you came here, we said what happened immediately. So don't even play that game.
Did you hear about me last week, Sam? Yeah, you were. You were at the Dream Dress Project.
Sam was here when you showed me the picture.
You know what, Corinne? We hit a new level in our friendship last week.
Indeed.
I had something going on. Downstairs. Something. And being... So I have three sisters. So obviously there's a girlies chat. And like we tell each other everything no matter what. So there was a photo circulating around the girlies chat. And I was sitting in Corinne's, I was sitting very uncomfortably, if that makes sense, in Corinne's living room. I said, hey, you want to see it? And she goes, no, not really. So naturally, I showed her.
Naturally, because that's what you do when someone says, please don't show
please
me.
Please no. Please no, stop.
Please no. But I'm healed. Like an invasion.
That's all I want
to
say.
But she's here, and she lived to tell the tale, and she's fine. And my life will never be the same again. I will never look at Cassidy the same way.
Now I am paying Corinne's therapy bills.
Forever.
Forever.
I love it. I love it. What else we got on this docket? Let me put my glasses on.
I mean, nothing. You shit all over me.
Disgusting hair. Oh, my God. This is terrible.
Scarlett, you're being a good girl. Oh.
Oh. Fourth. Come out. Such a jackass.
Wow.
If he loved me, he'd come out.
Where the fuck has he got one?
What celebrity wouldn't you want at your wedding?
Wouldn't?
Yeah. What would be, like, the worst wedding guest?
Kanye West. That dumb motherfucker. P. Diddy. P. Diddy is incarcerated.
Well, he's gonna be out.
Wait, is he getting out? Or
Where have you been living in a mayonnaise jar?
No, listen, yes, he has to be sentenced. But how long is he gonna get?
I don't want to talk about it because we live close to PD, so I don't want to talk.
That you know the whole thing was absolutely fascinating.
There's probably tunnels under my house right now.
The conspiracy theories that went along with
the Hamptons.
Here's the thing. They're all fucking doing it. All these celebrities are all rolling on some kind of drug, throwing all these alcohol-infused parties because.
I read somewhere that they said that they wouldn't, whatever was happening, that they weren't going to indict him, I guess.
Well, listen.
On the charges because he would have got on that stand and basically ratted everybody out.
Well, listen, the court
and it would have taken
spoken.
Down all of Hollywood. Oh, no. What would we have ever done if he would have taken down Hollywood people?
Here's the thing.
Does life move on?
The court has spoken, right? The jurors have spoken. So they obviously know more than Indeed. We do. They were sitting there. They were looking at the evidence. They were hearing this. So they said this. So you know what? Do you trust the justice system like that? I mean, I don't know. But the media was so against them. Everyone was so against them. So the fact that, like, you know, I don't know. Listen, I never trust a man. Fuck the man. So, like, I will, of course, not believe him and
wait,
go to hell.
Oh, the man. Not the man, the man in general. The man.
Yeah, like, screw him. Like, yeah, you know, just I'm a girl's girl. I'm a girl. I will always stick up for women no matter what. Even if they're wrong. If I know they're wrong.
She did it right.
I said my best friend could shoot it. Someone in the foot in front of me. And I'd be like, he shouldn't have had his fucking foot there.
I feel like you shouldn't say that on the podcast, though. Because then this is out there. Because if she does shoot someone in the foot.
That bitch ain't shooting nobody in the fucking foot. She can't even make a phone call by herself. I love her to death, Steph, out there. But I'm like, I will call and make your dental appointment for you. Because I have a big mouth. So
can you do that for me?
But, like, it's so funny because my best friend, Steph, when she can't make phone calls, she's like, I just don't like the ringing. I get so much anxiety.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Huh. Well, whatever. As long as she's got other people to do it for her, who cares?
She does great.
So I'm sure she's fine.
All right, we got to get in that pool.
She sounds like you got a couple more minutes, man. Because we stopped for like 8.
Oh, that's right. Because you were looking at Boris Chestnut.
It's
over
Morris
there.
Chestnut. Thank you very much. And he's a hot man.
Don't be a hater.
Don't be a hater.
Is everyone going in the pool here today? Perfect.
I got to put my suit on.
I got to put my suit on, too. Gianna, I can't believe it's August, basically, in like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Time to pick pumpkins, bitches.
Pick pumpkins.
You want to know what my theme is for Halloween this year? Because I have a theme every year. Last year, we had Beetlejuice with smoke machines.
Wait, what are you going to do with your Beetlejuice stuff, then?
He'll be in the garage until I feel like bringing him out again.
Can I
the Headless
him?
Horseman. We got this most amazing... Headless horseman. So I.
Where do you get them from?
Okay, we got this from some giant Halloween store. It's pretty expensive, but like we love Halloween.
But like you got them online.
Yes, and then I found this horse that I could rent for $2,000 the whole month of October, from this place called Behind the Fence Gallery, who actually was one of my bride's sister-in-law's.
Okay, I gotta stop you.
Wait, listen to me. You ever drive to the Hamptons and you ever go like when you're going down not Montauk, but when you're about to enter East Hampton, you see that big shop on the left-hand side with all, like, the giant statues. Like, okay. It's a girl who was in a wedding party. So she rents, I found this giant black horse.
Okay.
But Rob doesn't want to be responsible for it if we have the entire month. But I'm like, listen, I would cover it with a tarp because Beetlejuice, we did that. Every day we would cover him. I don't know. I really want to. I definitely could probably get him to do it.
So... I cannot even believe that you say that I'm bougie and you're renting a fucking $2,000 horse to put in your yard for a month.
Okay. Corinne?
Meanwhile, you're like, you have a bidet. Do you have a moat?
A bidet, a moat, a saltwater pool, and a villa. Listen, it's just a fucking horse for Halloween. Okay.
Can I say?
Yes.
Gianna has something to say.
You, when you, in your house, you have, instead of like a hand towel, you have individual towelettes.
And you bitch. Wait, do you have the paper hand towels?
Why would I have a regular hand towel? That's disgusting. People are going to wash their fucking hands.
Yeah.
Their pee-pee poopy hands. Wash their hands. Then rinse it on the towel. And then for someone else to go wash their pee-pee poopy hands and wash it on your pee-pee poopy towel.
But don't you wash your hands in between?
It doesn't matter. That's just fucking disgusting. Here's a fucking towelette. Throw it out when you're done with. Bye. Fuck off, Gianna. You're not going to...
I didn't think it was a bad thing. I just thought... I've never seen it.
Anything else?
Interesting.
Anything else? Okay, thank you. And for Christmas time, we have Grinch
you
ones.
You literally just added to her hate. I think everyone hates me today.
Literally.
I like the towelettes.
You love them.
She loves them.
Perfect.
Well, I'm sorry, Gianna. Like, we're very sheltered here in the home. We don't have towelettes. It makes for good podcast comments.
Do you have towelettes, Gia? Do you want to know what we have in our bathroom?
Like in your bathroom, though, you just have a hand towel.
A normal.
I've spoke about this before, how bathrooms just skeeve me the fuck out.
Yeah,
and I always, like, when I go in there, if the toilet bowl is open, I literally slam it shut and I go, disgusting. Like, I, like, talking to myself. When I brush my teeth, the toilet bowl has to be closed. When I'm taking a shower, if I'm taking a shower and I see that the toilet bowl is not closed, I'm soaking wet, getting out, shutting that toilet bowl. It's fucking disgusting. Rob got me because I read somewhere that if you flush the toilet, like, poop particles come out.
Oh, and like whatever. I've heard that too.
So we got this toothbrush sanitizer where we wave our hand in front of it and it opens up and you put the toothbrush in and you close it and then it counts down like from 100 and sanitizes the toothbrush.
I was very confused why Scarlett was waving her hand in front of
Okay. Anything else, Ja? Anything else, Ja? I will say, so we just went away recently to Pine Lake upstate, and every toiletry that I brought, I threw right out. All my containers, my soap, my full bar soap, all the toothbrushes, throw out. If
I bring stuff to hotels, I don't bring it home with me. Disgusting. I throw it all away.
Go to hell. My brand new brush I brought, throw it out.
Yeah, I don't bring my toothbrush. I bring throwaway toothbrushes.
There is something I will not, even if I haven't worn an outfit, I will wash it too, because I just can't. Like, if it was out, like, I can't do it.
I wash everything, yes. Everything. Even if I didn't wear something and it was in my suitcase, I wash it.
Yes.
Because, to be honest, everything gets a very specific suitcase smell. Even if your suitcase doesn't have, like, it doesn't smell.
Well, not even at the hotel smell.
It gets, like, a very weird. Yes. And I even have, like, little sachets that I put into my suitcase. They're, like, little. They, like have, like, lavender in them, so they don't smell.
Okay.
What the fuck, men?
A you sachet? Have towelettes. Isn't that a dance move?
Sachet, isn't that what it's called? Like a little satchel? What the hell is it called? Of like lavender. Somebody look it up.
A what? What'd you say? A pochette? That sounds like an STD.
It sounds like your dumpsters. Sounds like your lady cakes.
That sounds like a that you medical. Got a that sounds like a, this the, week. That sounds like the medical issue I had last week.
No, that was your bouchette.
Oh, shit. All right, can we be done? I want to jump in that motherfucking pool.
Yeah, I guess.
All right, thick and tired. Like I don't have a fucking thick this week.
You don't have a thick?
No.
Bullshit.
I think everyone hates me. I'm a little miserable.
So cranky.
I'm cranky, so my thick is fucking nothing.
Okay.
And my tired is everything.
Oh. Anyway. She's so quiet today.
No, my tired is, everything. The grind.
The grind.
This motherfucker, La Boo Boo billionaire out there. La billionaire. And here I am.
So that's it. So you're done.
I'm done.
So my thick is that I'm hoping that we go on vacation. I can relax for like 6 days, 7 days. I probably won't, but you know, we all try. We can try. So I'm like kind of like excited about that. And my tired, you know what? I'm just tired. I think I've said this before.
I'm too
burnt out. I'm tired. I need a break. I told Gianna, I'm like, I really think that
you're going to be like me when you go away. You're not going to know what the fuck to do. You're always busy. When I tell you right now, I was like, what? I should be doing something.
Yeah. There's just a lot going on right now. And it just keeps adding to the pile. And I can see it like in my, I'm like, I'm. Oh, you said I would look good today, though.
Yeah, you do. You look cute.
You look very pretty. But I do feel like I'm burning out. So I might have to just like kind of disassociate myself for a little while. Just not from you guys, but like a work thing. Just to not, you know.
Buy yourself a pack of Parliament lights. Go out on the patio.
Sit on the side and smoke a cigar. I don't think I would want to do that.
Go on the motherfucking deck.
It's so yucky.
Everyone's asleep.
And just smoke a cigarette.
Just blow that smoke into the night sky.
Just blow your cares away. Right out with the nicotine. I always think that if I smoke cigarette, that...
And like, I'm kidding, guys. I'm not condoning anyone to fucking smoke.
She's not.
Although I will be.
I always think that if I smoke a cigarette, it will like counteract all the time that I didn't smoke. All of a sudden my lungs will completely turn black.
I used to
and
smoke
that does happen over time. So it doesn't happen. One cigarette's not going to make your lungs turn black. But I feel like I've worked so hard to get my lungs clean. I did. It's been a long time since I've smoked, so.
All right, well, this first, you know.
Maybe I'll just smoke some weed instead, son.
There you go. Anyway.
All right, well, on that note.
Until next week.
See you next Tuesday.
Drinking definitely helps.